How's it been so far? Just getting acclimated to new offense, new teammates, new coaches?
It's going pretty good. You know, it's OTAs, it was something I needed. You know, I went missing for the world, and just being with a new team, you know, it feels different. But, you know, as the day is going by, you know, I'm learning everybody, learning their names and stuff, and it feels good to be out here with those guys.
Cherishing a new start, kind of, maybe just to have a chance to offense you couldn't do in Minnesota?
Oh, of course, man. It's always good to have a new start. You know, you come in, new face, man. I say get to know these guys and just coming in and just trying to give them all, you know, and just get my chance, you know, to be on the field.
You think offensively that's a part of your game where you have it, you can do more than you've done so far in terms of being asked to? You can have more on your plate and be more of a steady contributor there?
I mean, it's whatever they want me to do. You know, I'm a guy, you know, you tell me to do something, I'm going to go and learn it, you know. No matter if it's the quarterback position, you know, I want to learn something. And whatever the coaches feel like I need to play, I'm going to learn it, try to and do my best at it so I can be out on the football field.
You obviously made your bones in the NFL as a kick returner, but throughout this offseason program, OTAs, minicamp, you've been really showing out as a receiver. How much fun are you having as a receiver?
It's always fun, you know, doing something you love, you know, just waking up each morning. You know, thanking God and coming out here, you know, it's a blessing, you know, to be a part of this organization and coming out here, you know, just trying to contribute to the team and just having fun each and every day, you know, not looking back, you know, just keep striving forward.
Minnesota, you look back at it, it's, and you see your numbers and what I got to see you play. There's a lot of, you know, catch and run, bubble screen, catch it and then let you go rather than letting you run downfield and under the ball sometimes. And Derek Carr's ability to throw, no disrespect to who you had in Minnesota, can there be different parts of your game that we haven't seen yet?
Like I said, I don't look back. You know, God gave you eyes in front of your head to see you going, not where you've been. So, you know, that's one thing I stick with, you know, each and every day. You know, what happens in the past happened in the past. You can't control that. So you just control what you control. And like I say, I'm happy to be here. You know, I'm ready to help this team anything I can and do the best of my ability.
But having a quarterback like Carr, regardless of what was before, what does that add to a receiver's game?
I mean, you see what he can do. You know, I've been watching him, you know, for a long time. And, you know, he's one of the greats, you know, and there's a lot of great quarterbacks out there, you know, and get the chance to play with Derek Carr, you know, it's an honor, you know, to be here, you know, and you know, like you say, he's a great quarterback, so, you know, I'm just happy to be here.
You seem to make some pretty good catches today. Is that chemistry you're developing, or is it just familiarity with the playbook? What was it?
I feel like each day, you know, I get better, you know, it's just trying to find something that wasn't going good the day before to try to get better each and every day. And, you know, no matter if you get two balls thrown at you a day or none, you know, it's always something you can get better at.
You feel kind of like, mentally speaking, like liberated to be here after Minnesota. And, you know, they brought you in there with high expectations. It didn't work out as well as you wanted to. How do you put all that in perspective?
Like I say, I don't look what's happened behind me, you know, but I feel like I had some good years, you know, but that's nothing, you know, I praise over, you know, it's a new year and it's 2017, you know, I want to get better at my job, you know, it's always something you can get better in and just keep striving for it, don't look backwards.
Whether it's been Del Rio or Todd Downing or today Brad Seeley, they've all pretty much made a point about how happy they are that you're here and that, you know, the kind of things that they think you can do here. Did you sense that when you were first in the recruiting process to sign with the Rage that this is a team that really wants me?
I mean, you can say that, you know, and, you know, I sat down and talked to both of those guys. You know, they had great things to say, you know, and, you know, then it just blew my mind up. You know, I wanted to be here. You know, I seen the great things they had going in the organization, and I felt like I can come in and help the team, you know, at the best I can do, and I just wanted to be part of something great.
How good can his offense be? I mean, obviously, a lot of weapons around you, but what do you see from this offense as far as, is there a ceiling?
It's always a ceiling, man. It's what we make of it. You know, we got great guys all around the offense, man. And at the backfield, running back, quarterback, the whole offensive line is great. So, you know, it's what we do with it. You know, the sky's the limit. You know, we can't get the big head. You know, you got to keep going out each and every day and just keep working.
Your teammates seem pretty fired up for that last touchdown you had today, that corner. Can you walk through that one?
I mean, EJ, you know, EJ, he did a heck of a job, you know, putting the ball only where I can get it, you know. So I just got to praise EJ, you know. And I got the touchdown, you know. Everybody got excited, so I got excited, man.
What was the route, man?
It was just a go route, man. Just.
Thank you.
street route.